Michael Wood, General Manager of Jaguar Land Rover of Virginia Beach. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Jordan.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you and kind of see the new things that you guys are doing at Checkered Flag Auto Group. So one thing that I just saw that you shared on LinkedIn was your new campaign called Keys for Trees. So like, what is that, Michael? And what does that mean to your community?
We're really excited about it. So at Checkered Flag, our owner, Mr. Snyder, is really, really invested in, you know, seeing where all of our waste is going to and how it's affecting the impact, or how the impact it's having, I should say, on the local community and the environment. And so one of the things we really wanted to look at is, you know, obviously as the different manufacturers are trying to figure their way to a sustainability future, you know, how can we create one here locally? And so he went after the idea of how can we offset the average life cycle of a vehicle? According to the EPA, it's about 81,144 pounds of carbon that are emitted on the average vehicle ownership. And according to the International Forest Foundation, 75 trees will sequester approximately 82,687.5 pounds. So what we're looking to do from now, starting today until the end of the month, for every new vehicle that's sold here at Checkered Flag, we're going to plant 75 trees on behalf of that customer. And so that way we're offering to basically neutralize their carbon footprint. And then what's even more cool is that come May 1st, we're not just going to go away with this. We're actually creating this moving forward to where we're going to offer to our clients the opportunity to purchase those 75 trees, and we're going to go ahead and plant them for them. We're planting them locally. We're giving them to customers to plant. We're planting them at the George Washington National Forest as well as the Jefferson National Forest. I heard a little rumor that we're actually looking to buy a plot of land near those forests so that we can actually create a Checkered Flag forest in the near future. So
that's cool.
Really, really excited about it.
Yeah, that's cool. It's amazing how you can offset that long-term carbon footprint. And I didn't realize it was 75 trees over the lifetime that it would take to do that. So it's cool how you can create that basically from day one. What's also exciting is you guys are literally creating like a forest that you guys are going to have for your group, where all these trees like live and exist. So that's going to be cool to see also. Now, one of the other things that you mentioned was you're actually going sort of on tour at some schools coming up next week for Earth Day. So like, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, we don't want to just neutralize the carbon. We want to educate the car buyers of tomorrow as to how they can be more conscientious of their decision making when it comes to their means of mobility. And so one of the ways we're doing that is we're partnering with seven local elementary schools where myself and the other GMs within the organization are going to be partnering up with a couple of the classes. And we're going to bring in a bunch of like 1 foot sapling type trees to give out to all the kids so they can take them home and plant them in their backyards and watch them grow and see the impact that it really has on their land right in front of them. We think that it's going to be super impactful with just the education aspect of it. And, you know, just coinciding with Earth Day is kind of cool as well, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Even just thinking back to, so in fourth grade, I got a tree on Earth Day, and that was something that I planted at my house and my mom always loved, and just kind of the celebration around that always existed. So it's cool that you guys are actually like giving something to kids that they can take home and plant. That's cool to see on the education side, but also it's deeper than that. You're teaching them about what kind of carbon footprint it takes for a vehicle to have over the lifetime of that vehicle. And then also how you can actually take steps to help offset that. How cool.
It is pretty cool. I mean, we're really big into it here at Checkered Flag. We don't think that people buy, you know, what you do. We believe they buy why you do it. And we're really big in the community here. And I think this is just another testament that we're willing to do things that aren't required of us or asked of us. We're willing to exceed the expectations of all of our clients by being the change that we want to see in the community.
Yeah. And there's some other cool things that you guys have done. So, for example, you had a trip that you took to create an experience with some of your clients and some of your associates and even some of your master technicians. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was really cool. So last October, we put together what we called the Defender OBX Adventure 2023. And we invited 15 Defender owners down, and we invited the Land Rover Experience Center team in from the Biltmore Center to really, you know, give it some authenticity as well as some expertise. I brought a couple technicians down and one of my sales associates as well. And we just made this whole experience around the customer. And that's really predicated on the idea that I have that we have to add more touch points throughout throughout the life cycle, where I'm not asking the customer to transact, meaning I'm not asking for them to exchange money for goods or services. More importantly, I'm just adding value to their ownership experience to create repeat recidivism business. And so what we did is we wanted to show the customers how they can use their Defenders in a real outdoor setting. And, you know, we rented a house in Corova, which is the 4x4 section of Corolla. And then, you know, we had a wine tasting set up with Farniente Winery. You know, I'm a big wine guy myself, and that happens to be one of my favorite wineries. So that might have had something to do with that part of it. But
that's right.
The customers absolutely enjoyed it. And at the end of the day, we gave away gifts. We created memories. We gave away pictures. And we didn't ask for a single thing from our customers except for them to come down and have some fun with us. And the response was wonderful. We had a great article that was written up in the Rovers Quarterly magazine where our event was on the cover of the magazine. And just, you know, touching base with the whole experiential aspect. And I think that a lot of dealers would be wise to tap into that side of this business. There's a lot to be gained there. And yes, I know it costs money, but so does advertising and so does anything else you do. It's just that return on it that you're going to get that you may not be able to measure right now, but I can tell you that the feeling that I have when I talk to my customers is that it was a great experience. I've already had some of those clients purchase vehicles, not to say that they wouldn't have already, but I bet that whole experience for them on that purchase was just different. And that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. It's cool when you guys can create an experience through that touch point. Just like you said, it's not like you're asking them for more business. You're asking them to trade in their car. You're literally just trying to create this experience with them and you get to have a great time with them and they get to remember that forever. And of course, when they come back, when they either need service or they need a new vehicle replacement, of course, they're going to think of you first because of the positive experiences that you guys created together.
I'll tell you a cool story about that one real quick.
Do it.
We actually had a customer that was in service who had a 2021 Defender, I think it was, and it had been in service for close to 365 days.
Wow.
And we had a replacement vehicle on order for them. We'd already worked with Jaguar in order to do a dealer facilitated trade. And I really wanted to make sure that they were on board and okay with, you know, getting into a new Defender. So I went out on a limb and they were one of the 15 Defenders that I invited down there. I gave them a loaner or Defender to take down so they can experience it because obviously their car was broken in the shop, so they're not going to be able to take that off-roading. It was really cool because they've since then taken delivery of their new Defender. Unfortunately, it did have a little infotainment issue on the new one, which we fixed the same day for them. But what was really interesting is that this customer who had zero responsibility to be nice to us or the brand whatsoever because of everything they had been through, when they get put into their new vehicle, the small issue arises, it was nothing to them. They didn't even bat an eye. They called me personally because I, you know, this kind of customer gets to have my cell phone number because I want to make sure that they're happy. But they reached out to me. We picked up the vehicle. We brought it in real quickly. We got it fixed immediately, got it back to them. They gave us a perfect score on our survey and they were happy. And they have no right to be as happy as they are. But I have to believe that that experience that they went on, getting to know me and the dealership a little bit better, probably had something to do with the fact of why they're not out driving a G-Wagon right now when they very well could be.
Yeah, it's very clear that you built up brand equity with them to the point where they knew that you were going to take care of something, no matter how big or small that was, just through having a great experience with them. Now, before you guys did that, were you skeptical of doing the event? Were there people at Checkered Flag that were skeptical of doing it as a whole? And like, how did you overcome those obstacles? What did it feel like then before you did the event?
I mean, sure. When you go to the executive team and you say, hey, I want to spend $30,000 to invite some customers down to go off-roading, there's a little bit of head scratching that goes on. But, you know, JLR is a great partner. They worked with me on it. They provided me some co-op money to have the event. So it was more of a blended spend between the dealer and the manufacturer, but it was an expense nonetheless. So, a lot of people thought I was a little crazy about it, including my really good friend who's our VP. He probably looked at me like I wasn't very smart, but, you know, can I definitively say that we sold enough cars to cover the expense yet? No. Can I definitively say that every single one of those people went out there and told probably 15 plus people about the experience and that we've sold a couple cars. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah. I think the more that we do these things, the more that that's going to get out into the community. I mean, case in point, we've got an event that we're working right now to do sometime, we're hoping at the end of May, where we're going to have a high tea and we're going to invite in Range Rover customers. And, you know, we're going to serve some proper English tea with all the accoutrements that go with it and provide them with a really white glove experience that is, you know, indicative of that of a Range Rover customer, given that the Range Rover brand has the highest average household income of any luxury brand out there. So it's just,
wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, on average, yeah. You know, when you take out obviously the outliers like like Lambo, right. Ferrari, Bugatti, all that kind of stuff. When it comes to like the volume-esque type luxury brands, Range Rover, it's just under 600,000, I think. So that customer, they like doing these things. So we're gonna provide them a place where they can enjoy some stuff, get to meet some other Range Rover owners, maybe even have a few questions about their vehicles that we'll be happy to answer. And my staff is always going to be involved in these types of things because I just want them to see them more and more and more. So when they come in, we can greet them by name, you know, those kinds of things, the little things, the quote unquote blocking and tackling, if you want to use everybody's term as of late.
Yeah, that's definitely like the words to use this year is the blocking and tackling, right?
Normalcy was 2023, blocking and tackling is 2024.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Michael, I view you as an expert in this. So what would you tell anyone who's in the dealership world that's really questioning if they should invest more in the experience for their guests? Like, what kind of advice would you give them?
Pick up a book, read a book or two. And start to learn and understand that just the way you see it right now doesn't mean it's the way it should be or has to be. And for me, as we've talked about a couple of times, you know, one of the most influential books I've read in the last 2 or 3 years was Unreasonable Hospitality by Will Guidara. And if you specifically lean into the 95-5 rule, then these things don't really become an issue anymore. If you could become crazy about 95% of your expenses, then you can have some fun with 5%. And if anybody does the math on what their average expenses are, 5% can give you a pretty big amount of money to have some fun with. And what you'll find is you probably only need 1% to 2% of that to really make an impact. So stop buying into the it's how it's always been done, this is how we all have always done it mentality, and start being the change. Start doing the things that your customers are going to appreciate so that you can be demonstrably better than your competitors in the marketplace, and then watch your market share grow and look like a genius.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Michael, thanks to you and your team for leading the charge in carbon neutrality and also just on overall guest experience. And Michael, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Jordan. It's always good to see you.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Dirt with Asoti. If you're new to our channel, make sure and mash that like and subscribe button. Also, check out some of these links for our other great podcasts and content.